We're going from Brock Purdy to the Yankees to Aaron Judge. We're all over the place, but that's the way it goes. Sweeney Murdy from WFAN in New York. What's going on, Sweeney? How you doing?
FP, you've learned the radio business, man. Just roll from one to the other and don't ask questions.
Yeah, well, hey, my kids spell dad ADD, so we got it all set. And I'm used to rolling all over the place. What are you doing, man? How you been? What are you up to?
Nothing. You know, just checking out the early Christmas shopping and seeing what happened. Nothing else big going on between New York and San Francisco for us to talk about, right?
Nothing going on. Have you ever seen anything this wild?
Listen, this is big, right? But, and I guess maybe it's, you know, you say, is this the biggest one? Because, you know, you saw the season the Judge just came back from and what's happening here, the dollars that are being thrown out. But, I mean, every year it's somebody, right? Every year it's something and someone somewhere. And you say, wow, never seen that before. Don't think that'll happen again. And then it just happens again. You know, I thought Ken Rosenthal made some real interesting points in the column he wrote yesterday, just about we're a year removed, you know, from, you know, last winter was a lockout, okay? And teams finally got full attendance back for a full season. They got all their games. We're post-COVID. We're post-lockout. And teams are spending their money. Good. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, the teams that don't, I was just talking about that, Sweeney. The teams that don't, I feel like if you're an owner of a Major League Baseball team and you're sitting back right now and you're doing nothing, should you be an owner of a Major League Baseball team? Because when you talk about the Padres, Sweeney, offering Trey Turner $342 million, and that's technically a small market team that's willing to spend, and you kind of got all these other owners over there kind of cowering in the corner. It's a great point by you and a great point by Ken Rosenthal. You know, baseball's back at full strength. There's money out there. People are ready to spend. And I can't remember a year where you're seeing this many big contracts. Like, look at the Phillies. I mean, they're not messing around.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, they're right there. And they have been for the last, you know, few years. Harper, a couple of years before, you know, Zach Wheeler, they're spending money here. With Turner, I get it from the competitive standpoint of if right now I'm only a 70-win team, how many more wins can I buy right now? And you know, and you're trying to build your core so that you can have some cost control of at least a few players and then supplement. It just doesn't always work out that way, right? And you know, so it always ends up being like this small group of teams that spends big and put while the others don't spend at all. It's really hard, but they do have money. The owners have money to spend. They're showing you at various times how willing they are to spend it. And even just on a short-term basis, I mean, you've seen like Tampa Bay has gotten aggressive with some guys where you know, like they're in on guys like Jacob DeGrom, you know, probably not for 5 years, but they're talking to him saying, is there anything here that can happen? Can we make it work? Like they're, you know, those guys are trying. And I just, you know, you'd like to see more teams do it. Listen, you're a former player. You're a member of the union. I'm a member of a union. I want players to get full value. I want owners to, you know, to acknowledge that. So, I mean, that's kind of where we were talking about all this stuff last winter, and we're back here where you know, teams, you know, if teams are crying poor, you've got a lot of other teams are out there who are saying, okay, I got money to offer.
It's crazy what's going on right now. Talking to Sweetie Murder, he's a Yankees beat writer for WFAN. Nice enough to join us on a very busy day. So what's the sentiment back there? First of all, let's ask you, what are you hearing right now at this moment with Aaron Judge?
You know, basically right now it's down to Giants and Yankees. If anybody else is showing themselves as part of this, they're not showing themselves yet. So you know, Judge himself declared a couple of weeks ago, right after winning the MVP, that, you know, he had a timetable in mind of, he said, most of these things happen by the winter meetings. Okay, well, here we are. He said he wanted to get a deal done sooner rather than later so he doesn't hold up his team from making more moves. Okay, you're in that window right now. So, I mean, it's you're kind of in that spot. You've seen the numbers out there for what the Yankees initially offered, what the Giants have offered now. I don't know yet. From what I'm told, the Yankees aren't really sure yet if they're going to get like a right of refusal or a right to match kind of thing, right? If you saw what Jacob deGrom did, Jacob deGrom got his a 5-year offer from the Rangers, and he, next time he called the Mets was to say, "Thank you, see ya." It wasn't to say, "Hey, can you match this?" And I think the Yankees are kind of waiting here to see if that's what they're going to be allowed to do. Remember, the player controls this process. This isn't everybody just kind of, throwing their hat in the ring and just keep going. The player has control of what's happening here.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Sweeney, we've been tracking his private plane landing in San Diego. That's how crazy it is in San Francisco right now. We were on Plane Finder. He landed.
Were you right?
Yeah, we saw when he landed, and then we're thinking, oh, it's only 10 minutes to the hotel. Maybe he's going to go make an announcement. So why exactly did he feel the need to fly from Tampa to San Diego?
I mean, yes, that's a great question for him. I got to think there's some face-to-face meetings that would happen there if he's close to making a deal. Or if there's anybody else that he went on the one tour, I guess, to meet the Giants, but we don't know of any other tours he's made. So here's another chance. If the Dodgers are serious about this, here's a chance to meet with the Dodgers. And everybody else is there. FP, you've been through this a number of times. We can try and guess and try and figure out and use all of our sources and say, all right, piece together the information we're getting, but I mean, the players are the one who really, really knows what's happening here, and we'll see. So here's the one thing I'll tell you is that I just mentioned this on our show on WFAN too. About a month ago, I was talking to an agent who said the dangerous part for a team that wants to keep its free agent from going to another team, like the Yankees are trying to keep Judge from going somewhere else, is once he starts talking to other teams and getting the tour and meeting all the people, and his family starts meeting all the people, and you see all the places, here's where you could be playing, here's where you could be living, they start imagining themselves in that spot, and that's when the emotional pull starts to happen. And that's a dangerous place to start putting a player and his family in situations to say, wow, it looks like it would be great to play here, doesn't it? And that's where Judge kind of is right now, because he's gotten that feedback. He's gotten that information from the Giants, and now it's kind of wait and see. Is that enough, or do the Yankees have enough invested in him over the last decade here, where he knows who they are, what they're going to be, that they've been to the playoffs, FP, every year of his career, while the Giants have been to the playoffs once during the time he's been in the major leagues.
Yeah, that's the grass is
that
always
has to be a factor.
Yeah, it's the grass is always greener syndrome. Guess what? The grass is brown everywhere. It's not
yes,
greener.
But it's the green that seems to matter, no matter, and it's not the grass I'm talking about.
Absolutely, but Sweetie, I've been talking about like this all week. There's so much more goes into it than just the contract length and the dollar amount in the contract. It's where I want to raise my family. He just got married. Where do I want to raise my kids? I was raised in Northern California.
FP, there are people listening right now rolling their eyes, right? Because you're talking about $360 million, raise them wherever you want. But these are the real decisions that the people around him are thinking about. And you get one chance as a professional athlete of this caliber to make that decision. Just one. Where you can decide what's going to happen for the rest of your life. And you've earned that right. So, I don't think he has to ask for forgiveness if he's taking an extra couple of days to make that decision.
We're talking to Sweeney Murdy. He's Yankees beat reporter for WFAN in New York. Nice enough to give us the other perspective on the other side of the country. So what's the sentiment there? I mean, John Heyman basically pissed off two coasts today. Because everybody was freaking out here. Then I can't imagine what Yankee fans were saying back there. But what's the sentiment? Do Yankee fans obviously want this guy back, but are they just over it? Because I feel like the sentiment around here is we just kind of want to answer, that we're kind of over all the drama. This has been dragging out for so long.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the Yankee fans that I've dealt with or have watched or listened to, their reactions, I mean, they're seeing, you know, they're seeing Trey Turner go to the Phillies. They're seeing Jacob DeGrom go to the Rangers, seeing Justin Verlander go to the Mets. When are we going to do something? That's what they're saying. Okay. What's up with Judge? Because he's holding everything up. That's what they're saying. Every offseason takes its own pace and you kind of wait and see. I think the problem the Yankees face going forward here is if Aaron Judge doesn't sign back with them, I don't see enough offense out there. I mean, you know, Brandon Nimmo, Andrew Benintendi, all good fits, but you're not replacing the kind of offense that Aaron Judge gives you or making yourself as good an offensive team if you're without Aaron Judge. So where do they go? I think you almost have to start going the other way and understand that you're not going to make up that offense. You better double down on pitching and defense, right? And Carlos Rodon makes a whole lot of sense for the Yankees, even if they sign Aaron Judge back. I think the top of their rotation is still something they have to address because of some question marks they have at the middle and the back. And if you're going to be serious about moving forward here, I think that's something you have to address regardless of Aaron Judge. So, I mean, they're trying to figure out the ways to pivot, but, you know, I think the Yankee fan is just, you know, they want it done yesterday and, you know, hasn't been done yet.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Rodon would be a great fit in New York. He gives zero Fs.
He would, right?
He does. He gives zero Fs.
You watch him a lot more than I have.
Yeah, that whole scene there and the fans and the intensity of it, he gives zero Fs. He'd be fantastic there. But talking about the fans, Sweeney, like, did that really take a toll on Aaron Judge? Was he really upset about getting booed in April and getting booed in the playoffs? Because I know a lot of his teammates are real vocal about it. And of all the reporters that I know, you're super in touch with the players. They love you. They always have. That's how we met years, 20-something years ago. So what's the vibe with the players? Are they just like, dude, come on, man. You're booing our guy after he hit 62 taters?
I think there was some of that, but I also think it's understanding, you know, where you are because, you know, They're booing the postseason result. You know, they're not booing that Judge struck out or whatever. I mean, after hitting 62 home runs, like the Yankee fans have seen this slow build in the playoffs and they've seen their team crash and burn in the postseason. And they're waiting for that next step. And every out that gets made in playoff games, you know, pushes you closer to the brink against a team that you haven't beaten. Since 2017, they have owned you and owned the American League. I think that's the frustration of it. I mean, sure, can it be seen as being directed at Judge specifically, if you want to? But you know, I don't think there are many Yankee fans, FP, who are sitting there saying, you know, I don't care about 62; it didn't mean anything. Blah blah blah. I mean, the man entertained you for 6 months, right? The man has entertained you for 6 years. I think that's a lot of frustration over a repeated playoff result. And I think if you've played here, you probably understand that. And sure, I'm sure some of the other players were frustrated about it too. But I don't think, you know, they've played a number of different places and they've played here. I think they have a pretty good understanding of what's happening. And I would be shocked if anybody took any of those days that guys were booed and said, well, that's it. I'm not going to play here ever again. I would have a hard time believing that's something that those guys are taking that definitely seriously.
Well, it takes a different kind of player to be able to perform in New York. I remember as a visiting player there in the playoffs in 2001, and you and I have had many discussions off the air about this. I was like petrified. I was standing on the top step. It was after 9/11. The upper deck was shaking, and I had to go back in the clubhouse and air quote pretend like I was stretching because it's so intense on the bench. And then going to the Yankees the next year in spring training, even in Tampa, I was like intimidated by just looking around the clubhouse. Oh, Roger Clemens, Derek Jeter, Bernie Wood, all these guys, that Mariano. Like, oh my God, I'm literally putting this uniform on. What am I doing here? So it definitely takes a different kind of dude to be able to perform at the highest level. So we'll see how the Yankees do. I'm a big fan of pitching and defense in October. I think it wins out every single time. And you saw it firsthand this year. You guys were swinging where the Yankees were swinging at everything. They were trying to hit jacks. They were trying too hard. And maybe they felt that same pressure that I felt in the playoffs 20-something years ago.
I mean, maybe falling behind a little bit too and knowing like I mean, a lot of that's the Astros pitchers too, you know? I mean, those guys were legit. And I think you saw that moving forward. I mean, they threw a no-hitter in the World Series, for God's sake. You know, that just doesn't happen. So I think that, I still look at the postseason. You're right. Pitching and defense is part of it, but power is part of it too. You're very rarely getting seven singles to win a game. You know, when you've got a team capable of no hitting you, you probably have to hit a timely home run. And I mean, just look at the different things that along the way the Yankees almost won that World Series in 2001, and they were destroyed by Arizona pitching. They almost won that World Series because they hit two game-tying home runs in the bottom of the ninth in back-to-back nights, and then hit a home run off Curt Schilling in the eighth inning in Arizona to take the lead and put themselves in position to win that Game 7, even though they had, at that point, scored only 13 runs in seven games and had one of the lowest batting averages in World Series history. I mean, home runs play, power plays. You know, Reggie Jackson didn't bunt three times in a World Series game and earn the nickname Mr. October. He hit three home runs. That still plays.
But, the Yankees lost that World Series on a bunt play because Mo threw it low to Derek at second base and then a jam shot by Luis Gonzalez. And the rest, as they say, is history. Sweetie, man, thanks for taking time out. I know you're really busy with all this Aaron Judge stuff right now, so really appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Pleasure, FP. Thanks for having me.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you were only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.